Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, starting 11 prediction time. Liverpool taking on Norwich City at Anfield on Saturday. What is the team that Jurgen Klopp is going to go for in this game? Who is going to miss out? Who is actually available and who is not? We're going to talk through all of those things. Of course, you can interact with me live in the YouTube comments right now if you're here on YouTube. After the fact, unlucky. Just come along for the live show next time. We have got, it's another big game for Liverpool. It's a game that Liverpool should be expected to win. Of course, Norwich having a tough season. We'll get a little bit more insight into what to expect from the Canaries on the Oppo preview, which Chris and I are recording. One with Talks Norwich City on their YouTube channel, and there's one for Redmen Plus, which is going to be out on there later on tonight / tomorrow. If you want more on that, go to that. And of course, if you want the build-up show, that was recorded earlier on today as well. But anyway, we're here to do starting 11. Let's have a look at the squad that the Reds have got available. Right, we're going to start with who's probably not likely to be in this. Now, there was a picture doing the rounds of Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain pulling up with his hamstring in the warm down. That is not being corroborated by anywhere as yet. I've just done Journo Insight with Neil Jones on Redmen Plus as well, and he had no knowledge of this being a thing. No mention from Jurgen in the post-match. There's not even any whispers on the grapevine of that. And there's also been a little bit of talk of being discredited, the person who put it out. As it stands, as far as we're aware, Oxlade-Chamberlain is going to be available, but obviously Jurgen Klopp's press conference Friday morning will determine a little bit more around that. The one that we really are waiting to hear on news on is Diogo Jota. Klopp confirmed full-time, in fact, he was at lengths to stress that the real negative of the Inter Milan win was the injury sustained by Diogo Jota. Pulled at half-time, ankle ligament issue, there was swelling around it. Liverpool are going to be assessing him today. I think, and I'm just going to go straight on a limb, I'm not saying that he is definitely ruled out, but for the sake of me trying to construct an 11, I'm going to rule Diogo Jota straight out for Liverpool because I don't see any need to risk him or gamble him in any way, shape or form. Give him the weekend off and see if he can be fit and available for Leeds in the midweek, or if it goes beyond that, your target is League Cup final, Chelsea. You've got to do everything in your power to make sure he's available for that. So even if he's 95%, there's just no need to take that risk with Diogo Jota for me, given the options that Liverpool have got. I mean, it's still, given the bench that we saw in the San Siro, that still leaves Liverpool with a potential three from Diaz, Mane, Firmino, Minamino, Origi and Mohamed Salah. If you without the risk of straying into disrespect territory for Norwich, you should be able to do that, shouldn't you? Right, goalkeeping situation. I'm pretty much going to write Adrian out of this if he doesn't make the bench in the San Siro when Liverpool have had 12 subs and more often than not they've used two goalies in that. I can't see any reason why you wouldn't keep Kelleher as the second choice at the moment. I also don't think that we're likely to see Covey and Kelleher, and Liverpool have got a big decision to make in this coming week of whether he also plays in the final against Chelsea as well. Now, there could be a case. I've taken him out and I'm going to stick with Alisson as my choice for this game. I don't think Liverpool will do this, but there is a slight possibility that if you're going to play Kelleher next week in a League Cup final, is there something to say in a home game against Norwich and a week before you put him in just so he's a bit closer to readiness on this one, Is that a bit of a gamble to just throw him in effectively cold for that game? Let me know your thoughts in the comments section, because I think it's an interesting talking point, certainly. One thing I've noticed is, of course, is there's a gap here in terms of what our backup right-back option. I wonder whether this is a game where we might see Trent Alexander-Arnold rested. He's played a lot of football. You know, we've seen Kostas played in the FA Cup game against Cardiff. Robbo's played since then. Trent's just played them all, hasn't he? Now, there's a slight outside chance again, Joe Gomez, but I feel like we're beyond the Gomez at right-back kind of thing. And the other alternative, of course, is James Milner. Is James Milner now in slight more consideration for the backup right-back slot? And I do think that's a talking point of what we might do in defence for this game, potentially, as well. Although, in realistic terms, it's probably just you go with Trent and then maybe you bring him off late on. But again, let us know your thoughts on that in the comments section underneath. And then midfield, I think really interestingly, is what we're going to do in terms of Jordan Henderson's had a bit of a struggle, I think, this year. I thought it was a fantastic performance from the skipper off the bench. But does that kind of give us a hint? We see this often with Klopp, is that one lad will get 60 and another lad will come on and get the final 30, and then the lad who got the 30 gets the 60 at the weekend, and they flip reverse that, and then you freeze you up to do what you want in the following week. So will we see Henderson start this over Fabinho? I kind of have a suspicion that we might see that as well. And then again, in the attacking sense, who's going to pick up the slotters role in the absence of him? Do you just go Roberto Firmino again? But is there a risk of maybe overplaying him? Could we see Divock Origi, who's had minutes since pre-Christmas because of his injury? I don't think he's played since the San Siro the first time around. Salah, you imagine, would be involved because he'll want to be involved. Does Diaz start this one and Mane go on the bench? Or do you do some voodoo where maybe Mane starts centre-forward in this one? All interesting questions and all answers I will try my best to provide in a moment. But we have got a brand new sponsor for the moment on the Starting 11 Prediction Show. It is Profit Accumulator. And here's a word from me on them.
Sorry for interrupting your show, but we have our incredible streaming service, Redmen Plus, and we are so proud of the content that we produce. If you like the stuff that we put out for free, please show your support. Join Redmen Plus and get every single episode that we produce directly into your ears in your native podcast app. Just go over to theredmentv.com, sign up, and enjoy even more Redmen content.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Yes, there you go, Profit Accumulator. I can't stress, I tried my best to stress it in that video, but like, I just thought I'd actually run through it all and see how I came out, and I came out ahead. And if I can do it, then you can do it. Link, description, all that good stuff as well. But as always on those things, by the way, if you're not gambling people, don't become gambling people. for the sake of me telling you about things on YouTube or anyone telling you about things on YouTube. If it's something you're into and you'd actually fancy getting a new twist on things and helping you come out ahead, then yeah, go for it. Anyway, Liverpool, Norwich, what will we do? We've got some interesting comments in here. Vishnu Patel saying Millie right back, probably, and also says Gomez should start in his opinion. Lucas Peely saying I reckon Gomez right back. Bonjo Game, number one, saying Gomez right back as well. Some randomer, good on you, saying Diaz will 100% start. Kurt Jones too. And it's a really important question here from Legendo Flight. Did Chris do his hamstring in yesterday from that kick? Now, if anyone missed this, go and check out the Team News Reveal show from pre-match Inter Milan. Chris managed to kick Andy Robertson's card up here. And if anyone wants to know the answer to the burning question in my head, and is that can I do that? Stay tuned to the end of this video, and I'll give it a go. right. So who will I put? I like the Curtis Jones shows, but I think Elliot will probably go back into rotation. I'll put Elliot out here for the moment. Oxlade-Chamberlain needs a game of football, but at this point, I don't think he's in there, so we'll work that out. I think Matip will come straight back in, but we might do something whereby Konate maybe starts instead of Van Dijk. So maybe we do that. Bear in mind, this is all a stream of consciousness, so feel free to dive into the live comments if you're here on YouTube. So I think Konate would go to left centre half if that was the case. I think Matip will come back in his right side. I think maybe, you know what, let's go Milner at right back instead of Trent. My overriding feeling on this, and as I'm doing it, I don't think Liverpool will make more than three changes, maybe four at a very max from game to game. I don't think they'll have loads of churn. So I'm going to do what I think, and then I'm going to see how badly I've compromised me thinking on that. So that means Kostas wouldn't make the starting 11. I don't think Gomez will make the starting 11. I think Fabinho will start on the bench for this one. I think Hendo will six it. I think Thiago started, so I think Naby will start this one. And I think Curtis Jones will play in midfield. I think Luis Diaz will start. I think Mane will start. I don't think Taki will. Salah will start. And it could well be that. Although maybe Bobby was scheduled to start this game. Ooh. Okay. Let's go with that. So that is one change, two changes, three. Ooh, Christ, that's a lot of changes, isn't it? But I don't think there's too much choice we're going to rotate. Okay, what do we think of that team that I've got so far? So Alisson, Robertson, Konate, Matip, Milner, Henderson, Keita, Jones as the midfield, and then Diaz on the left, Mane through the middle, Salah on the right-hand side. We might be doing something well. Chris Edwards here saying Taki for Sadio. So Taki Minamino to start. I'll give you my thinking on this. I think there's lads who are bench options, who are most likely to get a start in the FA Cup against Norwich, and I think Taki's in that. I think Origi's in that. Kate Gordon's in that. Oxlade-Chamberlain's in that. Maybe even Curtis Jones is in that. Gomez is definitely in that. Tsimikas is in that category. Jesus wept. So I don't think Taki Minamino is in line. I think he's going to keep his best lads in rhythm. And now, so for me, it's actually a question of whether you go Bobby Firmino or you move one of the wide lads in. So do you put Salah through the middle and you move Mane over to the right-hand side? Possibly, but probably not. So I think centre-forward, in the absence of Jota, it's between Firmino and Mane. And it's probably Firmino, because I think you've got Diaz and Mane for the left. You've got Salah and no one else as option for the right, and then yeah, Firmino and Jota as your centre forward options. Jordan Shields says missed both Cardiff and Leicester because of COVID, so can't wait to be back for this one. Been waiting for months to sing a chant about Jota. Yeah, I mean, hopefully he's just absolutely fine from the San Siro and he just plays as per normal. But yeah, the Jota shot will probably get sung regardless, because it has caught fire in a big way at Anfield at the moment. Yeah, Curtis Jones having not been involved in the last two matchday squads, I think you probably need to get him in and get him a game, and then you're looking at your substitute options. And what I'm going to do, actually, I'm going to peel it back. I'm going to take Milner out of there. I'm going to put Trent back in at right back. And then that gives us... Okay, let's look at our subs bench. Then if that's the case, the subs bench will be Praveen Kelleher, definitely. Milner will definitely be on the bench. Kostas will be on there. We've got a lot of footballers, haven't we? Virgil would be on there just by the proxy of him not being in the starting 11, which means Gomez might miss out. That's four. We've got a mess. So Kelleher, Milner, Kostas, Van Dijk, Thiago, who I think will do a similar thing. Well, he'll either come in for Keita or come in for Jones to keep rotating. You'd have Fabinho on there just to have Fabinho on there. That takes us to six. We've got three more options. Elliot will be one of them. Attacking options, I think you get Div on because he probably needs to be there. And then you've got one more, and then you've got a choice between Gomez, Ox, or Minamino for your final sub option. And I will give it to Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, who, again, I think he's been really unlucky. He missed the Cardiff game with COVID, and I think he therefore needs to get back in the swing of things, because he's not a player like Gomez who you need to play because you need to get him up to speed. He's up to speed. He's just been a bit unfortunate. I think you can drop him straight in. Oh, actually, you know, I've done all that, but I've still got Mane and Firmino technically in the team. Whoever doesn't start that, Mane will be on there. And I wonder if we therefore see... Oh, gosh, that is a lot of good footballers. Divock out for Sadio Mane. Yeah. I don't sound convinced because I'm not. Okay. Live a bird, NV saying, I think you're way off this starting 11, Paul. Well, Live a bird, what is your starting 11? Let me know, and then I will be able to critique in return. Right, Sad. Kostas and Harvey said CEFs 22. Bradley for Trent, maybe, says Felix Leonard. Again, I think he's in that category of player where I don't think he's in... He's in genuine rotation. I think the players will just ask to go again, because I know it's Norwich, so we can make more changes. It's Norwich at home, but we've got to be careful not to take our eyes too far off the ball. And I think when you start making too many changes, you're actually giving Norwich a bit of impetus, whereas I think you can make one or two changes. I mean, look at that. I've effectively, you know, again, I've dropped Mane. If Jota's out through injury, sound. You've taken Fabinho, Thiago out of that team, and Harvey Elliott and Virgil van Dijk, and then that's still how good Liverpool's team is. I don't think that gives Norwich any particular hope that they're able to get something from this match. So I think we often talk about on Red Men, Chris and I, about how Klopp wants to put the worst team out that can win the game. But I think in this period now, in December, this would maybe a slightly weaker team, but right now he's just got to keep all four competitions boiling over, so he wants to win as much as possible. So we'll see. I think we'll see a lot of 85% to 90% strength teams in and around the really big games where you've got to go as big as possible, like the League Cup final next week. There's another shout from Golding there, 220, if Acosta's to start. Very possible. But again, I feel as though maybe you see him in midweek ahead of the League Cup final. There's a couple. I think that because you want them fit and fresh for next week, so maybe you give Trent... Yeah, it's a tough one. It's a good job I'm not earning the big bucks on this one, like Jürgen is, to be perfectly honest. Ashton Bryant, Gomez, Kostas need a game. Yeah, absolutely. Ox at right back, says Josh Moore. I don't think so, mate. I really don't. Aldo Walsh, I agree with you, Paul. Think Ox needs the game time. Clearly, we're in a position to rotate, need to use this squad. Yeah, and it's whether having been on the bench ahead of Curtis Jones, does actually Oxlade-Chamberlain come into this midfield? And then Curtis, you know, he's making a step up from not in the matchday squad to in the matchday squad, and Ox is in the squad, goes into the side. That's actually a very realistic possibility. I think I'm probably happy with that on the meritocracy of things. that makes sense if Ox is fully fit and available. So if Ox is available, yeah, I'll change my mind. I think I'm set. I think I'm dead set on that at this point. I'll read through it in a moment. I'm just going to check if guys have got any more comments. I still haven't seen people coming in and giving me the... Oh, there we go. Langford, as I say it, has gone Ali, Millie, Matip, Kanate, Kostas is the back. Kendo, Naby, Elliot or Ox, and then Mane, Origi, Salah. Ooh, I mean, that's a pretty decent team that's gone there. I mean, the good thing about this, I think that team's weaker than the team. Well, yeah, it's definitely weaker than the team I've put out. But is that what Liverpool should be doing? Leeds in midweek, League Cup final to follow. I'm not sure. And some people asking, no Fabinho, says Rem. Yeah, no, I don't think Fabinho will start because he started quite a lot of football games. And I think we're going to see week to week, Henderson and Fabinho rotated a bit more in that six. So Hendo's not doing lots of the super intensive, and we've got tons of players who can now play on this right-hand side box-to-box thing. And then maybe for Sunday, so you've got Henderson and Fabinho alternating 60-30s for the next this game and midweek, and then you play them both maybe against Chelsea. But yeah, NA saying there's no way he's dropping that many players. That's an interesting point. I mean, I think they made three changes from Burnley to Inter. I think that's right. And this is slightly more on top of that, but we've got a lot of players that need to play football, and the problem is in the Premier League you can only use your three subs, so you need to get the lads on who are good for 90 minutes. You need to get, it's tricky, you can all see it's tricky, right? You know what else is tricky? Apparently kicking Andy Robertson. Can I do it? I need likes if I'm going to do it, to drop some support. Can I kick Andy Robertson on the board? We're going to find out, stay tuned. Stinkbug, Origi up front. Live a bit, also, surely a stronger 11 versus Leeds. Can't risk any knocks. I don't know. I mean, look, they're both very winnable games for Liverpool. The midweek game, you want to get up to speed, up to rhythm. Chelsea, I don't think Chelsea have got a midweek game. Someone correct me on that if I'm wrong. They might well do, because everyone seems to have extra games at the moment because of postponements and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, we need to be careful. These next two games, I think, is about not playing your best 11, but making sure that the components of your best 11 all get the right amount of time in these next two games, so they come together to form this hybrid super side for Wembley. That's the idea on all of this. Oh, Chelsea have got their Champions League game. Good point. Thank you, Proto Gidu. Thank you so much. There you go. So they've got a big game. So that's a thing. They've got a big game that's going to require a bit more intensity and a bit more intelligence. So I say that with disrespect to Leeds. But yeah, I don't know. I'm going with this. I'm happy with this. So here's what I'm set on. Alisson in goal. Left-back Andy Robertson. Centre-back pairing of Kanate moving to left side of centre-half and Joel Matip. Alexander-Arnold still at right-back. A midfield three of Jordan Henderson, Naby Keita, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. And then on the left of the attacking three, Diaz, Bobby Firmino through the middle, Mohamed Salah on the right, leaving me substitutes Kelleher, Milner, Kostas Tsimikas, Virgil van Dijk, Fabinho, Thiago, Curtis Jones, Harvey Elliott and Sadio Mane. Meaning that not making the squad, potentially through injury or protection, Diogo Jota, Gomez, Minamino and Origi. Wow. Okay, sounds. Agree? Disagree? Let me know in the comments. And also, yeah, sounds. drop a like for the rehabilitation. If you haven't subscribed to Red Men Plus yet, know that every penny made on subscribe. You can. It's all right.
Do it again.
You want to do it again?
No. Yeah.
Sorry,
I'll just something else.
What you do? Yeah.
Do it again. I missed it. Well, I was literally facing the other way.
Just rewind the video, it's fine.
No, I can't. It's
why? Possible, okay, so I can't do it again. I couldn't possibly.
I've done it once, Joe told me.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Subscribe to Red Men Plus. I may never be the same again. But yeah, more of me and Chris this week over at Red Men Plus. Go check it out. And it's Wembley week as well coming up, so we've got a whole host of incredible content. If you haven't signed up, not only does that money help fund all the great content we do for free on YouTube, but also our rehabilitation bills for our damaged hamstrings from kicking boards. We're nearly 40 years old. Bellend is what I call us in that regard. But anyway, thanks so much for watching. Leave us your 11s in the comments. And yeah, we'll see you for more content this weekend and on the match. Ta-da.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.